So what if you hung it on the wall, what would you hang it in?
Well, it would be in a little rack, a little metal rack. But the bottom of the lamp would be a glass, and the top, the chimney would be glass. And so you'd put it down in this metal rack, hang to the wall, and it would be, that metal rack more like to be painted black.
And what would the rack hang in? What would you put that hold the rack?
Nail.
Well, if you bought nails, what would they come in?
Well, in a way, I remember a long time ago, my daddy used to buy them what they call kegs, keg of nails. And you see, a person like that buy them like that, they would have nails for a long time. You know,
so like about how many nails would come in a keg?
Oh, I wouldn't know. Different size of kegs. That would be dependent upon the amount of the size of kegs you get.
But all of them, you wouldn't have just a few, would you?
Well, now some people, you know, would get them in a small amount in a bag like that when they go to the store like that, to the hardware.
Well, now what about when you went to the grocery store? What would you get your food in there?
Well, in a way, long years ago, to my remembrance, when you go to the grocery store, they most would wrap this, they would have rolls of paper, and they would take this paper and pull it off and wrap your food in instead of putting it in a bag. I remember that.
But what do they put it in now, like when you go to the grocery store here?
Oh, paper bags. At that time, if they had paper bags, they would be for small items. But like, you know, you go to the grocery store and buy things like, you know, chickens and things like that. At that particular time, they didn't use paper bags. They would have this paper, they'd wrap it, you know, instead of putting it in a paper bag.
Did you buy sugar then ever at the grocery store?
Well, yeah, they bought sugar at the grocery store, but you see, in buying sugar, they would buy it in a large amount.
What would you call that large amount?
Well, like 10-pound bags, you know, like that.
What would it come in?
It would be in a, and sometime it'd be in a cloth bag instead of paper bag.
But it's still, what about if you bought like 50 pounds?
Well, still it would be in that cloth bag.
You bought 50 pounds, did you? And did you, now tell me about, we were talking about the farm. Yeah. What did you keep the animals in on the farm?
In the barn.
So you had a barn to keep them. Mm-hmm. What else would you keep in the barn? What would you use it for?
Well, in a way, they'd have a room in there. They would store corn, and then they would store the hay in a part. The hay would be up in the, what they call the loft of the barn.
And what about the corn? Where would you store that in the barn?
It would be in a room in a barn. They call that the crib. And then probably one room would have corn, and one room they would have the oats in.
What would you keep the oats in?
They would, now you see, the oats would be something like the hay. It would be, you know, in bundles. And they didn't keep the hay and corn in the same room like that. They'd keep that separate.
What did you do with the oats?
Feed it to the mules and horses.
And how big is a bundle of oats? I've never seen one.
No, well, that depends upon how much you want to put in a bundle of oats. It depends, but some large and some small, you know, like that.
Well, how would you store the bundles? Would you put them in a...
You'd have to stand them up, because you see your oats is on the bunch as they grow up like this. And when you get them in a bundle, you mostly, if you're storing them, you store them with that bundle up.
So
so this oats wouldn't, you know, get mashed up and crushed up down on the floor like that. You'd have to keep them